Gemara by the Zohar, the Fein Zayin, the Chav Zayin, and Maralaf. It's also Gemara Menachos, the Man Beis. The Gemara says, Itma, Menayin Lemingo by the Chav and Shibsula. How do we know that a guy is possible to do meal, to be a moil, to mal yid, to mal someone? So it's a machoikis. Daruba, Papa, Meshmei, the Rabba, Amma, Amma, the Pasuk says, Ratas Bisi Tishma. The Pasuk again said it, we learned yesterday, the Pasuk says, Ratas Bisi Tishma. And from that Pasuk, we learn out, that guy is possible to mal. The Yechonon Amma Himo Yimol. The Yechonon says the Joshua is from the next pasuk. The pasuk says Himo Yimol, and we dash from there that a guy is possible to mal. So what's the Joshua? So Rashi explains the Joshua Dorba Papa of Atas Brisi Tishma that you should keep my bris. Rashi says the real Joshua is from the hemshach of the pasuk. If there was the pasuk continues Vezarecha Acherecha, and your children after you also should keep the bris. So, Pasha means, just like a Zerach HaCharecha means only Yisrael, that we know that like the Pasuk says, an Avim Vino Kib Yitzchik Yeron Chazara, so only that Yitzchik only by Yidin are considered the notion of Zerah of Avram. So this Pasuk is talking about Yidin, so only Yid could be a Moil. That's the Drasha. So, Chetumim and Chumash, Yitzchakasha, what do you see from this Pasuk on the Din of the Moil? This pasuk is talking about the nimol, the person who's getting gemal. But the species tishma, the whole of the zarecha charecha, is talking about who has the mitzvah mila. The mitzvah mila is to be gemal. We do see in this pasuk that any drasha, any rem is that who the moel should be. As long as the mila was done, the mitzvah was done. It might not mean who the moel was. So to me, once the answer, P. Yishami. The key is, he says, Yishami and Shabbos. Peki Teslach Beis, Yishami says, Omer Blevi, Ksiv, Vata Spisi Tishma, Ata B'chol Kiyetz B'cha, Yishami is a different Joshua, Yishami is dashing from there that an oral cannot mal. Even the Yisrael, if he himself is an oral, if he himself is not the mal, he cannot be a moil. That's Yishami's Joshua. And in the Yishami explains the Joshua. Our Gemara just says it's from these words, Vata Spisi Tishma, but in the Yishami, it explains the Joshua as Ata B'chol Kiyetz B'cha, it's from the word Ata, you and everyone like you. But the Tachim Mishdaltzach is still the Sashveh. Even the word Atta is still referring on the Nimol, the one who gets Gamal. We need to see it's going on the Moil. So the Tachim wants to say that the Pshat in the Yishami is actually from Megita Hakra, from an extra word of the Pasuk. Then it says the word Atta twice. It says, Atta Esbisi Tishma Atta Vezarecha Charecha. It says again Atta, the second time. It says already you. It speaks to Avraham Avinu twice. It's speaking to him twice, once in the beginning, once at the end. What do you really need the first thing, Atta Esbisi Tishma? They should just say, Esbisi Tishma Atta Vezarecha Charecha. My bris you should keep, you and your children afterwards. We can say, you should keep my bris, you and your children afterwards. We don't say Atta twice, it doesn't say you twice. So the first, that's what Tafim says, that's the Yishami's Drasha. The first Atta is going on the Moil, the extra word. The second Atta is going on the Nimol, the one who gets Gamal, but the first the Atta is going on the Moil. And the Ikadrash is Atta V'chol Kiyetze B'chad. And mainly, that's the Pshat in the Gemara in the Vezizor also. You learn this line in the Gemara, you don't really understand it. Itmim Nayim Aminu Bai B'cham Shib Sunga Dorba Papa Shmei Rabba Ma Amma the Atta Spisi Tishma. So the Moil is possible, because it's the same from the Ita Krof and the extra of Atta. Well, the Maiz said this is not like Rashi Nechayah, because Rashi says the Drash is from Zaracha Acharecha. Rashi Nechayz was a Shreya, from there, Nechayz is in on the Nimol, that's not extra. That's telling you that the mitzvah remains by Klaius of Adarius. But that's what he wants to say. Nechayr, you would think that it might be Machlekes Babi in Yishami, we know we can only dash one halacha from a pasuk. The Babi is dashing from this pasuk that a goy is pasuk mal. The Yishami is dashing from this pasuk that an oral cannot mal. But even a yid cannot mal if he's an oral. It's not a really machlokes because it's really all one drasha. It's not two drashas. It's one din. It's one din. The apachol chayetzi b'cha, the Yishami says, has to be a yid. That's reading a yid who's gemal. Looks like Avinu was gemal when he mauled by the. That's the halacha. That it cannot be a guy and it cannot be an oral. It's all one halacha. Aga, this nemra that in this Gemara in the Zohar of Doruba Papa, this is Doruba Papa that we say we ever see him, Baby Hadron. When we say the Bnei of Papa, this is Doruba Papa Meduchsar. I was thinking that this is the only time he's mentioned in Shas. And I checked on the computer and it's like, it's the only time I saw Doruba Papa. And it's not even a member of his own. It's the one Gemara of Doruba Papa Shmei the Rav. He said it in the name of Rav. But as he was there to have his name mentioned in Shas one time, even Shmei the Rav, that's Shemin Amayr. And this is the name Dorba Papa that we always mention by Siyam Masechta. All comes from this Gemara. Okay, so that's Dorba Papa's drasha. Rabbi Yochanan is chayal. Rabbi Yochanan dashens. How do you know a goy cannot be a moil? Rabbi Yochanan dashens is from the word himo yimol. Literally, it means mal yishamal. Circumcised is circumcised. Mal yishamal. That's what human beings live. So what's the difference? So from there we learn out that a guy can have mal. What's that drasha? So Rashi also explains that drasha is karibe. Read it as every. Let's see. Rashi says hamol yimol. Take the word himol and don't read it himol yimol mal yishamal. Read it hamol. That is gemal yimol. Someone who is already gemal, he shemal. No, Rashi is a chay change. He's reading the word hamol. He's reading it as a hamol, like the person who is already in gemal, he shemal. So this is a chay b'soshreya because in Tefimi is the kasha that if the pasuk would be written chotze, himol would be hey mem lamed, and it would be and the kri would be himol with a chaylim with an oy, be himol. Then you could say the kri is himol and the ksiv is hamol. A lot of words we have that are written one way, but they're read a different way. Like, hey, mem lamed could be read, the kri could be himol, but the ksiv is hamol, and that would be the drasha. But this word in the Torah, himol, is mole. It has a vav. So, side of the kri and side of the ksiv is himol. How could you read in this pasuk hamol? So, Tashmim again comes up with a chap. He wants to say, maybe the drasha is something else. Maybe the drasha is, you turn around the oisius. The oisius of himol is the same oisius as mol. If you transpose, you switch around the order of the hey and the mem. The hey mem vav lamed is also mem hey vav lamed, and that's the drasha. Mohol yimol. There was a gemal. He should he gemal vayta.
It's better than hamol. Because hamol dog meaning himself. Hamol yimol. Who says hamol?
Anyone who's a gemal.
Mol means himself. Hamol doesn't mean he was mol himself. But that's the drasha.
The Tzimis guy says we find drushes like this. If it's hapless oisius, when you change around the oisius, you find such drushes. Well, nice, it's still shver and Rashi, because Rashi is another way. Rashi is hamol yimol. That's the drush. And how could you make a drush hamol yimol if it's written moly? And the kri and the ksiv are both yimols. So such a tzarchian. The Gemara says that even according to. Right, so according to Rechna, the drasha is himol yimol, and if you want to gashi, devas is gemal, so the person has mingla shemal kem mal vaita. What about an akum who's mol? What about a guy who was gemal himself? And maybe he could mal. The whole problem was not it seems to be someone has to be gemal. So Gemara says no. The Gemara says akum is always considered not gemal, always considered an oral. The Gemara says, Afagad the mihinli kamad le mihinli dami. And Akum, even if he is Gemal, he's considered as if he's not Gemal. And the Gemara brings the famous Mishnah Dorim. Then the Mishnah Dorim says, Kein Mangai Reinam, first makes a Neder, he's asked to know from anyone who's an Oral, he's also an all Goyim. He's also a Finu, but Munli Abdikham, even though Abdikham is Gemal. The Gemara brings the Pasuk that Nishaya, that an Abdikham, even if he's Gemal, he's considered an Oral. As a Mela, the Gemara says in the Rezer, the same thing, just like Mishnah Dorim. Even if he's gemal, he's considered an oral. The guy, the same thing. But again, this halacha, then an oral cannot mal, or himol yimol. That's the drasha. It comes to tell you, even akum who's mal, even if the akum had a mila, had a mila, he cannot mal vayta. This comes a little bit of shvetz of a shame because with his look for halacha by nedarim, the Gemara says in nedarim the chlamim beis in many places by nedarim hochin basav lasham bnei adam. By nedarim we go by lasham bnei adam. Whatever the people mean when they talk. As a main list, you're going to say by Nadarim, when a person says, Noidim in Arelam, he's also even the Mumli Akam, he's also even by a guy who's Gamal, obviously the Lashab Neyadim is, when people say Aral, they mean that could refer to a guy even if he's Gamal, they call him an Aral. But what's the Sushdel to La Halacha? A din by Mila, it's Halacha that only that someone who's Gamal can Malvaita, the Chayan Akam who is Gamal should be able to Malvaita. How are they? Well, the Pesukim could be Moira on Lashem Neyadim.
Why?
The Pesukim in Yishaya, it's not Mamashir.
But the Moira is showing that even the Pesukim should be like that. So you see the
Gemara's Torah.
The Moira, I don't know why, but the
Moira
is
Mokhtar. Right, and that's what you have to say. You have to say that the Gemara over here is doing it. It is a din, it's not just Lashem Neyadim.
I know,
it's not just Lashem. The Gemara of Zohar is telling you the Pshat in the Mishnah Zohar is a din. Don't take the Mishnah Dorim to mean just the Lashon Ne'odom. That what?
The Gemara had something that are definitely totally Lashon Ne'odom.
Right.
So if it would change,
then it would change. Yeah, this mukha from this Gemara that when you learn the Mishnah Dorim, you might think it's a din of Lashon Ne'odom. That's the reason.
More than that.
But you see, it's more than that, because we're also the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, we're now from there to Halacha by...
How
can you have a psukkim
to bring the right
one? Well, psukkim again, it's psukkim in Tanakh, in the Nach, and Yishai. It's a Gimel Milsa, it's a Gimel Milsa on the Din. But otherwise, we might learn the Gemara, it's a Gimel Milsa on Lashem Ne'odim. There's a mice I once saw that the times in Alti Yishuv, I think it was the Tsar of Russia, if it's historically correct, maybe someone else, but I think it was the Tsar of Russia came to Palestine. And all the people came out to greet him. He was the greatest melech in the world in those days. And the Yidden came out also with their rabbi, Shmuel Salanta. And the Tsar was there, and the Ganta covered, you know, everyone came out to greet him. And he called and he saw the Jews there, the Yidden over there, and he wanted to see their rabbi, the leader. And he called up Shmuel Salanta. Shmuel Salanta came up with his gabbai. And the Tsar said something to him. And Shmuel Salanta didn't understand Russian, so he turns to his gabbai and he says, "What will the Earl? What does this Earl want?" So the Eilam touched up that the Shmuel Salanta wanted to show the Eilam, don't be so in a spoil from all the pomp and glory of all that this melech, that this king is having over here. He's not from Chassidim, it's Eilam, he's not Eivet Hashem, it's all garnish meganish. He's nothing but an oral. That's what he wanted to show them. But I always like to think in that story that the Shmuel Salanta meant this mission in the Dharm. That's what I thought he meant, that a guy is an oral. that's the mission in the Dharm. But like we're saying, it's not just Hashem Ne'odim, it's a dish. By a year, the Gemara says it's faket. Afagav the loyim hini commanding with army. According to this drasha, the himol yimol, the way Rashi learns hamol yimol, someone who's gamal shemal. The Gemara says that by a year, even if he's not gamal, he can be a moil. He could be a moil because the drasha is just coming to be a ma'ir goy, but it's not coming to be a ma'ir yid. And by a year, afagav the loyim hini commanding with army. If he's not gamal, he's as if he's gamal. So this Bavli over here. And the Zohar Chazayin is Chaylik under Yishami that Tetmi brought down, that Yishami and Shabbos. Yishami and Shabbos Tashin from Himo Yimo whole distrust itself that comes to be Mayat and Oral. And the Bavli is obviously Chaylik. But the Gemara says that the main nafkamina between Dorba Papa and Rabbi Yochanan is that the Ish is Kshay Erlim. What's the nafkamina where the drush is from? Dorba Papa learned that how do we know an Akam, a guy cannot be a Moil? From Atas Vishdi Tishma. And according to Bierchon, how do we know a guy cannot be moil from himo yimo? So what's nafkamina? Nafkamina would be for Nisha. The Gemara says, according to Dorba Papa, the dashes of Atas Bisi Tishma, and Isha also is not a bas mila. She cannot mal. I was talking so over with the Mepchashmo recently. How does Isha have the meaning of a bris? By Mila, besides Mila, like we spoke about last week, there's also the bris. David should have made the bris. He says, Liyeslechem on a Kim, and he gave him Bisha Sa'aret. So Rashi teaches an ice bris, it's Bisha Abba. So how do Noshim have that? You know, are they in the bris? Are they in the Havtachas from a David that come at Mila? If she not, if she did not in Havtachas. Like I was saying, you could say Noshim, each one is Zeicha to have Abba. They don't have Yishas Aretz, by the way. They do not have Yisham is not in Chalkin on Hashem. But then, you know, the Bisha Abba, Yisachem, like him, maybe they have to earn it, have to deserve it. Even everyone, every boy that gets a Bismila, he has it almost automatically.
He gets.
Women are not Nichol in this Indian about this BC Tishma. Is the meaning of the Joshua to Yumayah the Goy from Vatas B.C. Tishma to Lafuki, a Goy cannot be a Moil, and Isha would also cannot be a Moil. But according to Birchon and Dash and Timo Yimol, that only a Mohol Kamal, that's how we know an Akim is always considered not Mohol, whether he's Mohol or not, Akim, Afagav, the Mingli, Command, the Nimbing, the Akim is considered not Mohol, that would only be Yumayah the Goy cannot Mohol. But the Isha is not called not Mohol. And Isha is not called an Areila. And Isha is Mutta B'Trumah. And Oral is also the Trumah. And Oral is also the Yidikon Petach. And Isha is not Yidikon Petach. Isha is not Yidikon Petach. Isha is not called, this is not called an Areila. So an Isha would allow to be a Moil. Comes out according to Rav Papa, an Isha would be possible for Mila. And according to Birchon, an Isha and Chathchino could be a Mehelas. An Isha and Chathchino could be the Moil. Well, she can now have a Chagai. She can also go. Oh, I mean, she's not. What's your honest question? I don't know, but it's not the oral Shabbos because of the guy. So you only have the Joshua of the oral. The Joshua is the din of the guy. Right. The Gemara is a kasha. Go on. Yeah, but we're learning. But we're learning. But I guess we're learning is it's in a oral, not in a positive. The Gemara asks if according to Mandoma that Isha cannot be a moil, according to Tador Bapapa, that we're going to have him not as priest, Tishma, that just like a guy cannot mal, and Isha's also not in Bechalam, that's Pasha, she's not mal, was Peshad in the Pasha in the Chumash, and Shemois, Atikach Tzver Tzar, Tzipayra mal the son. Vesh Pasik, that's Tzipayra mal the son. So the Gemara answers that, Pasik is not that Tzipayra mal mamash, she was a man of Shliach. She called him moil, and she got someone to take care of it. That's the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara says another teretz that Ihi Atzla, Atz Yiv Atzla, she started the Mila to save Moshe Rabbeinu, but also Moshe Agmara, and Moshe Rabbeinu came and he finished the Mila. The Gemara's saying a bechidish over here that even according to Mandama, the Isha is postal to Mala, anyone's postal to Mala, then let us start the Mila. You only need someone kasha to do the end of the Mila. It could be a big enough communion, Lemaisa, let's say, if someone's in a place, he doesn't have a Mala, and there's a Gaisha Zakhman, that's not a Mala, and the father's afraid to do it, but then maybe the guy could do. Come out the whole meal until the end and just leave the last tiny piece for the year, because the Gemara is saying all you need is the end to be done by a kashrim oil. So at the very end, you can do. And the pshat is because the chalois meal is by the Gemara. The whole beginning is the Zevi Hechshem Mitzvah, but if it's not the chalois meal, you'll not have the chiddush. But that's the chiddush in the Gemara. Maybe that's two terutzim. Maybe that's why the first terutz doesn't like the second terutz. You can say more pasha, the first terutz tell that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't around, he wasn't in the medrash, he wasn't freed until the mingle was finished. But the second terutz holds that the first started the mingle and it was finished by Moshe Rabbeinu. La halacha, how do we paskin? We paskin that the mechaber paskins, hakak shem lima afinu isha, mechaber paskin like a birchanon, that an isha is kosher tamal. Hakak shem lima afinu isha. The im yeshi so golish, the lima hu kaidim. But the Mechaber says the Chatchinla should be choishes for Dor Bapapa, and Chatchinla if you have an ish, who kaidem? The man should mal first. In other words, you have a choice at the man. If you don't have a choice at the ish, mal. The Rama says in this, V'yeshem with ish and leisimol. Some say woman should not mal, but cheinoygin lahad acha ish, and that's the mimic. We try to find an ish, try to find a man. The Shach and the Biagra, they both ask on this Rama, what's the Rama saying different than the Mechaber? The Chayyim are both saying the same thing. They're saying it in different words, but the Chayyim are both saying that Chachinla a man shemal and b'diavad an isha kamal. So normally the Ramah comes to be chalik on the Mechaber, or the Ramah comes to add something to Mechaber. Here he's not saying anything. Just saying it in a different way, different words. The Mechaber said that an ish is kaidim, an ish has a kadima to mal, b'diavad an isha kamal. And the Ramah says, no, you can lahada ach ish. We try to find an ish to be mal, Chachinla. But if we can't find an ish, but the Eved Isha come out. They're saying the same thing. So what's the Ramah adding on to the Mechaber? It's a Pella. So Tatumim wants to say, Marizah Gatera, it's a big chiddush. He wants to say there's a chilk between Kadima and Mahadrinan. Kadima means if they're both there, and let's say you come in the morning to Shul, and they're both there, and Isha knows Hanamal, and Isha knows Hanamal, you give Kadima to the ish. But you don't have to go look for an ish. If there's only an Isha there, you let Hamal. You don't even bother looking for an ish. Mahadrina means you come to the shul by Bisminga, and the only one knows how to mal is the lady, and there's no man there. Mahadrina, you stop, you go out, even if it takes a few hours, until that night, you don't push off the Mitzvah Yom HaShemini, because the loch is, but the Yevon Isha is Ksheri Lomo, and Isha can mal. If you have no one else, you let the lady mal. But that'll be the Nachmina. You push off the Mingla, push it a few hours to go look finished. That's what he wants to learn. The Shach and the Biagra don't learn that way. They learn the saying the same thing. According to the Shach and the Biagra, I would think they both hold that even according to the Mechaber, Kadima means you look for an ish. I would think that, not the other way. I think if they learn the same sheet, that means you look for you, you take time, and you push off the Mingla till the night at least, as long as you get Chaber that day. But he wants to say, what's the Machaikas of it? This is the Machaikas. The Mechaber is saying that if it's only you think Kadima if the ish is there. If the ish is there, then you give Kadima. But if the ish is not there, you don't go wait a few hours to find the ish. You're not the lady Imam Fatak, that's the law. And the Mechaber, no. The minig is, no, you're going to lahada, that we go look after. The Shach is another kasha, and the Ramah's Loshen, Noigim Lahad Acha Ish. The minig is to go look for an ish. In fact, the Shach, the Loshen of Noigim is only past. Noigim means the Ramah's being made a minig oilon. That's what Noigim means. It's not so much a psak, it's more Avis. It's more the Ramah's saying, Noigim, this is the way people have always been Mefetzach. They're Mefetzach to look for an ish tamal. So in fact, the Shach, Lo Shenoigim is only in Dov Motzei. Zach, which is Lishchiach Chal, Zach, which never happens, you can't say Bifitman. It's only Bifitman when there's no man to Mal, there's only a lady and no son of Mal. That doesn't happen. When's the last time you saw a lady and knew how to do Mila? Women do not know how to do Mila. It's a very uncommon thing. How could you say Lo Shenoigim on a Zach, which is not common to find a lady and no son of Mal? So Tershimima also wants to answer this. He wants to say that the Ramah means that the skufa is why we don't find any women that know how to mal, because noyigim l'had ha'achesh. He says, if it wouldn't be that the Nechavchinga, we look for an ish, if it would be, if the halacha would talk about Nechavchinga and Isha Kamal, he said, Zichu would have women that would learn the profession. So panasa, it would be women that would learn how to be moyler. And the fact that we don't find any woman that learns how to be a moyel, that shows you that we fit men, that when noyeg that we don't let Isha be a moyel. The Rambam paskins pekan al chachas min al chabeis the oivik chacham hamol b'diyevet the mingus kasha. The Rambam says b'diyevet the mingus kasha. It's only chachinga he cannot mal. And he says you don't even need a tavas dam bris. If someone had a minga from a goy. But the evidence kasha, you don't even have to have the numbers. In fact, says Mima, the Gemara in the Zohar says, "Menayang minga vayvachavim shi psunga." The Gemara says it's psunga. The word psunga means even with the evidence. He brings rise to it. He says, and then the Gemara Pesachim, the Chayin Zayin, on the base, other places that psunga means even with the evidence. How could I'm paskin that it's only chavchinga? Especially Gemara says it's psunga. So he says the half of the gadiyik in the rift. There's a rift in the end of Rebbe Lezer Minga that he paskins the salt of the rift. What?
It's only in
the Vezer? No. The Sugi's in the Vezer, but no. No, not only. The Chayyar's not only in the Vezer. It's only in the
Din.
Yeah, I was thinking also, but when I said the Din, it's a Psul in the Goy. The way we explain it is after Kamaischa has to be Yid. And the Morse, Apaka the Mehili, Kwan the Lemmy, Ngadami. But the nice, the Rif, when he quotes this Gemara, the Rif, interesting, the Rif takes all the halachas of Shas, and the Rif does not bring it down in the Beit Zara. The Rif puts this halach of the Gemara in the Beit Zara and puts it in Rebbe Lezer Minga. I guess he wants to put all the halachas of Minga together. So he writes in Shabbos, Misach the Shabbos, so the Rif, at the end of Rebbe Lezer Minga says, what the Gemara in the Beit Zara, he says in this Lashon, Ibe Kacham is Asa Tamal. So in fact, what's the Lashon Asa? The Gemara says, Possel. There's a difference between Possel and Asa. Possel means even with the Ebed. Asa is Mashmi even Chachila. So he says, why would the Rif say Asa, not Possel? He should say, is Possel in Mimabai. So why say Abakam Asa? So half of the Gadiah. He says, it's Mashmi that the Rif had different Gisa. The Rif's Gisa in the Gemara of the Zohar is Nain Gaminga Bavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav only nechachin and not b'diavad. And he says, and that'll be tested Rambam. The Rambam, you know, the Daf Chal is nigrei after the Rif, goes back to the Rif, and the Rambam son had the gifts also. With this Rif and this Rambam, I understood a little better Shugim Mechaz Chinuch. There's a Mechaz Chinuch, the Mechaz Chinuch is a kasha that there's a sheet that's in a poskim. I think we're knowing that way. Maybe we'll speak about it another time. There's a Shach and Chashim Mishpat, Simon Shem Pei is a crazy Pei, and Simon Chavchatz, and other poskim talk about that. The father should be Mamana, the Moyo to be a Shliach. Should tell him to be mal b'shlichus, he should be a shliach, because really the father is a mitzvah. And if he doesn't make a shliach, he's being mabat the mitzvah say, he's giving up his mitzvah say. Therefore, he should make a shliach. So, effectively, mechaz chinuch, what do we need a pasuk to be mayad an akum? Why don't you just say an akum is not b'shlichus? The Gemara says in Kedushin, not a mal, not an akum cannot be a shliach. What do you need a pasuk to tell me that akum cannot be the moil? What? He can't pay, if he can't make him a shliach, yes, why? That's why I didn't understand the whole Lomachon's kasha. Really, there's a huge enough gemina that in case, let's say you don't make a shliach, the mean is still kasha if you don't make it. And you need a pasuk to tell you it's possible even by the Eved, right? But with this Rambam and this Rif, it's very good. Because the Rambam says with Ferish, a Chiddush, that Amin by Akum is Kasha B'dievet. It's only in Issa Chachila. So that's the Mechusun's Kasha. It's based on, he doesn't say it, but it's based on the Rambam. The whole Issa is only Chachila. So chachinga, you cannot act them all anyway. What does chachinga mean? The chachinga means on the father. Not the guy who's going to self-do it.
The father's dead.
So telling the guy in the chachinga not to do it? Well, the whole mitzvah is finished with us that way. It was always that way.
So he
has to make a shliach. It's his mitzvah to mom himself. The Gemara is a pasuk there. It's his mitzvah. Bezin has to make a melon shliach. The child has to make a shliach. Okay, so that's what we need a pasuk to tell you that the guy cannot do it. Right. We see, prefaced his kasha. His kasha was acquainted sheet that said you have to make a shliach. That's what he has acquainted a sheet that said you have to make a shliach. What do you need a pasuk? You might akum. Say that he cannot be a shliach. What? Mr. Flint has his kasha. No, I'm explaining about this kasha. I'm explaining it. Like the pedal was, what do you mean? You need a pasuk that says that's possible with the Evid. Teretz is going to Rambam. There's a Rambam. If you're going to Gemara, you think it's possible with the Evid. But you look on the Rambam, you see it's only possible with Chachinah. And that's the Chachinah. It's only possible with Chachinah. What do you need an extra Chachinah reason? I already have a Chachinah reason not to use. Why would the Teretz give an extra Chachinah? To tell me that in case I let the guy mal, I'm maybe two things? So then Bezin has to make a shliach. So Bezin has the chiyuv and Bezin has to make the Bezin
shliach.
Not true. I don't think so. The Gemara has three drushes. Manayim, if there's no father, Bezin, so he has no drush. Manayim, if there's no Bezin, if the boy's a gadol. Right, so Zayin is the same. So Klaiso has to go make a shliach. If you want the mitzvah, Klaiso wants to have the mitzvah, any year goes and he wants to be welcome, like you say, which is not so posh, by the way, but let's say you're right, that Bezin is labdafka. It is the pashtus, but it's not so posh. We'll talk about it another time. Let's say Bezin is labdafka and it's Klaiso is doing the mitzvah of Mingo on this child as the father. Whoever wants to become the mitzvah has to tell the world to be a shliach, unless he wants the world to be the one doing the mitzvah. But you have to, if you want to have that mitzvah, and let's say it is Bezin. Bezin has to be man of the Melo Shliach, according to the Shita. Just like the Pasuk make a Shliach, Bezin has to make a Shliach. Like a point, just to understand, that'll be Tetz Mechassin's Gasha. Okay, there's a little bit more in this Indian, but I just wanted to mention, here goes to Beza this week. Lost one of the Gedeon Yadah. Hagoyin Miranda, Bavad Yosef. I saw in some of Shugel Hesped on Bavadia Sefer, maybe you saw this, in the Sefer, not Peitz Ovis, the Sefer from Bavadia on Pirkei Avos, Pegaf Mishnah Yud, he brings down Santa Machan Chavetz Chaim. I don't know if it's printed anywhere, I don't know if it's Babus, but he brings it down. He knew this word, Hashem Chavetz Chaim, that the Maimah of Kol Reza Bachar Kovet, they asked the Chavetz Chaim a question, the Maimah of Kol Reza Bachar Kovet, Kovet Reza Menu, whoever chases you after Kovet, Kovet runs away from him. Kol Reza Meir Kovet, whoever runs away from Kovet, Kovet runs after him. It's only a different Lashon in Erev and Afigim all in the days, but that's the way the world says it over. So the Yitzchak of Tzchayim, Lamaisa, what's the difference between someone that's Reza Bachar Kovet and someone that's Reza Meir Kovet? Both of them, the Kovet never gets to them. The person who's Reza Bachar Kovet, who's chasing Kovet, Kovet runs away from him, so he never gets Kovet. And the person who's Reza Meir Kovet, running away from Kovet, it only says the Kovet Reza Bachar Kovet, the Kovet chases him, but it doesn't say it reaches him. He's still running. He's always running. He's right of me a COVID. And kind of right of Bachar, it chases him. It also doesn't reach him. They both don't get COVID. He's always running away from COVID. He never gets it. So he said, the Chavetz Chaim said that the Nafkimino be when the person's nifta. When the person's nifta, he stops running. Now he can't run away from the COVID anymore. So that the COVID's going to happen then. So the person who's right of me a COVID, at that point, the kid is right of Bachar, and the kid reaches him. So he says, who could we say this more on than the Bavadia? The Bavadia says, he had Azak Kovet Achron, that in history, no one knows that there ever was such a thing come out. A man close to 1 million people gave him Kovet Achron, came to Zilvaya. And as Anivis, he was known to be Taka Beganov. And I saw other people say it, I noticed myself also in his Sarim, he brings down Kasey the Machabrim, who he was much, much bigger than. And he brings him down with such their cherets, and he's nice for nice but they bury him, and he works with them, what they say, even though he's much, much bigger than them. It was a murder Anivis. My father told me, my Zedon Lashonon, Rav Shurkin, he was also married there about Chaim Oizah and his Achiezah, and the Sefer Shonks, Achiezah, he brings down Achrayim that he's much bigger than them, and he speaks about them with such cover, he's nice of a nice of the Brayim. And Santa Chaimayz also had a special covid that when he was Nifta, it was the beginning of World War II in Vilna. And it was mamish, they say it was mamish sakana for Yidden Befrat to be in the streets. Yidden had to hide a little bit. But the Yidden, they all came out, the Rabbim, with the great tequila, to give covid achim to the Rashi Kabahag, the most of Nefesh mamish to give him a Ravaya. But there's also, there's this Indian you see, he was zeicher to a special covid atayr. And this Indian of the covid atayr that he had, was Mazaka, close to 1 million people in the midst of Kabbalah Tayyar, which is Talmud Gazat. Many of those people that came, Rahman Salam, they have to do tshuva, Rahman Salam, they don't exactly have that many mitzvahs, but he was Mazaka them in a Mardiga mitzvah of Kabbalah Tayyar. Why else did they come? Even those Pasha the Yidden, who was he? He was Tayyar, that's all he was. They weren't coming for Fenya, he wasn't a Gosh Gavir, he wasn't someone that necessarily did anything for them. They came as Kabbalah Tayyar. The Ben Yehoshua Shari Tshuva is very mayach on the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah. He says that besides Talmud Torah itself, there's nothing bigger, no bigger mitzvah. And the Nevi'im says this in Yen, nothing bigger than Kavod HaTorah. And if there's a mezakah, so many Yidden in Kavod HaTorah, about the design mitzvah, geres mitzvah. But these Yidden will bite the mitzvahs of the Zeichot Tshuva. He was from the Gedolim Makimi HaTorah in the dark. He made many, many yeshivas. So mamash under him was his work, that he opened up yeshivas, and there are thousands and thousands of children that go to yeshiva would not be going if not for him. The Yungalite, that a whole dog Yungalite, that Shtai Gleis, to be Gleis Timuchamim, and it was under his hashpa. He's a Yachid B'dayri in these Yanim. He was also Kiyidu a Yachid B'dayri, and maybe in Fidi G'dayri, and it's in Yediyas HaTayri. There are other Gedolim also, which know Shasu Poiskim and Gedolim Yachreinim, but in one thing, in knowing, like we're saying, the not famous Achreinim, is a Pella, the way he knew, even the not famous, that amount of Torah he had in his head, even when he was also Torah, from the not so famous Achreinim, there he was the Yachid B'dayri. I remember many years ago, as a Bach, I used to print from his radio show. He used to sit in a radio station many years ago, and they used to call him up and they used to ask him Shayalas, and he would pass in the Shayalas, and every Pesach he gave, he would give 10 Mamakaymas, from different Svarim, and he would say what Simon, what Sif it was, and later he would write it up, and he always got the page and the Sif exactly on the spot. Everything was Valpeh. That's the Pella. I saw once the Bessina Rov in Borough Park, once met with Vadi, and he gave me thank you, Shkoyach, I saw you mention me in your Sefer. So Vadi Yosef told him, I mentioned you in my Sefer, I think one time, I mentioned you 16 times. And he told him every place he mentioned him. Like his Ikarin was Hafadik. There's a Sedis farm from him on Hilchas Nida. He went through about two-thirds of Hilchas Nida in the Sedis farm. He didn't finish it. And the Mavinim say that Sefer is there's no mamash Sefer like it. He touches every single prat in Hilchas Nida. He doesn't miss a thing. They say Rabbi Vadi himself said that he felt his tachos in this world was to make the Sefer, and he's afraid to finish it, because once he finishes it, he figures that'll be the end. I don't know if it's finished. Avadi, he had a mayach and a half of the gizikaren of and in zichah he was all over tayer kol yomov v'hasmoda and chazara to remember so much tayer. But the ma'aseh chazal say in megillah that avavim beis luk megisa siyata shmaihi. Rashi taisha luk megisa shemit ishtach from imenu. To remember tayer, you need siyata shmaihi. It's not possible, no matter what kind of kishrin, no matter what kind of, they call photographic memory, call them what you want. I mean, you have many people with photographic memories, they don't come anywhere near to having that amount of information in their head that he had. There's no way to explain it except with this chazal, the siyata d'shmaya. So he was zecher siyata d'shmaya. In his Torah, there's a sachadushim, amukim, also there's a lot of moedig alumnus there also, if you learn it closely, you should be a main association of a ganz klai.